Hello and welcome to another episode of the Audiosyncrasy Podcast. I'm Jamie Osborne, coming to you from the southern edge of the Piney Woods in East Texas, USA. Very glad you've found the podcast. Very glad that you've taken the time and hard drive space to download it in this 37 or so minutes of your life to enjoy some contemporary instrumental music. We call it music of the new age, electroacoustic fusion, so many different things. But this is a podcast dedicated to the music, and that's what we're all about here on the program. It's based on the radio show I have of the same name that airs in El Paso, Texas, but it airs at a ridiculous time of night. And unless you're listening live, you don't get to listen to it. That's why this podcast was created. It lets you sort of take Audiosyncrasy on a portable level and enjoy it on your own time. So certainly want to thank the artists who allow me to share their music with you in this venue. The whole purpose of the podcast is to connect you, the listening ear, with these great artists who are putting out a prolific amount of music. Yes, I know it's been a while since you've heard episode 68, and purely my fault. You know, I've realized over these last couple of years of doing this podcast that the fall is just not a real conducive time for me to be chunking out podcasts, simply because there's just so much going on in the world. So thought I'd take a few found hours of my day today and crank this out. I've been meaning to for a while. The website's been down. There's been all kinds of issues, but they're past us. They're behind us. And we've got 30 minutes of music in front of us. So let's start it out with some music from some artists that I've seen live, all of these in the Austin and Houston areas lately. The first is Michael Logozar from his new CD, The Road Ahead. This is a track he wrote for his bride, the dear Miss Kendra Logozar. It's called This Joy. It's from his new CD, The Road Ahead. And speaking of ahead, Peter Jansen and Stanton Lanier as well. Thank you. What an amazing piece of music. That is the music of Stanton Lanier. It's a very signature sound of his that Stanton's been able to come up with, and he does it with the large and wonderful assistance of the artists in Will Ackerman's Imaginary Road Studios, most notably of the many guest artists on that track, Open Spaces, the title track to his latest. You heard the vocals of Noah Wilding and the cello of Eugene Friesen. They helped to give Stanton Lanier's music a very unique sound, and it's really quite amazing. You heard the title track to Stanton Lanier's Open Spaces. This is the Audiosyncrasy Podcast. Thanks for downloading it. I'm Jamie Osborne. Started off with a track from Michael Logozar. Michael Logozar is where I met Stanton Lanier. And Michael Logozar is a Whisperings artist. He lives in Round Rock, Texas, which is about a little 2 hours and change from me. So it's an easy drive, and we like to go over there and head out and enjoy some of these artists, Michael included. His latest CD is The Road Ahead. And the track that started off this trio was This Joy, one that he said in concert was dedicated to his wife, Kendra. The Lass of Humberside was the guitar piece in the middle from Peter Jansen. Now, Peter was performing in Houston a couple of weeks ago as I record this, and it would have been mid-October. Some trying circumstances for us all when that happened, but Peter Jansen and his friend Steve Davison, who we'll hear in a future podcast, I hope, really came through and performed really in a beautiful concert in a stunning venue. He's played, amongst many others, this track in the middle called The Lass of Humberside. It's from Peter Jansen's new CD, A Long Road. Now, you find each of these artists at their websites, michaellogozar.com, peterjansen.com, J-A-N-S-O-N, by the way, and stantonlanier.com. And I certainly hope that you'll help support these artists because they are sharing their music and taking something of a chance to share their music with podcaster like myself, and I certainly appreciate them doing that, and I certainly hope that you'll support them with purchasing some of their music. You can find them online at CD Baby, Amazon if you prefer physical CDs, iTunes, their own websites, they're on all the social media, Bandcamp, SoundCloud, they're pretty much everywhere, and they're very social creatures. You can follow them on Facebook and on Twitter as well, G+, a lot of them are there. And these artists certainly encouraged to communicate with you, and they do so in a great way. Well, I'll give you another trio of music. And this one, we're going to start out with something that, believe me, this is one of the more sedate tracks on Paul Spear's new CD. His CD is called Axe Inferno. We're going to check this one out. You don't very often hear electric guitar as a piece of new age musicianship, but Paul Spear makes this work. We're going to hear some Lewis Landon and James Serra in this set too, but we'll start this off from Paul Spear. Oh yeah, it's time for an Axe Inferno. This is Helion Prime on the Audiosyncrasy Podcast. This final half of the Idiosyncrasy Podcast, episode 69, started out with the electric guitar of Paul Speer, S-P-E-E-R. His new CD is called Axe Inferno, and let me tell you what, when that guy sits down behind the sixth string, oh man, get ready to have your mind blown. Axe Inferno is doing very well on the radio show. Helion Prime was the name of the track you heard first. Find Paul's music at paulspeer, S-P-E-E-R.com. In the middle of a lovely piano track from my friend Lewis Landon. He is a New York-based artist, but he's recently moved to Arizona. And thus you have what you heard in the middle, the title track to Lewis Landon's latest CD, Sedona on My Mind. Really interesting stuff. Always great to hear new music from Lewis, and you know, life is what it is, and sometimes we, you know, have to deal with some interesting circumstances thrown at us, and you can almost watch it play out musically in a lot of these guys' lives. And hey, you know, Lewis Landon responds with some really awesome music. Sedona on My Mind, the newest from Lewis. LewisLandon.com, L-A-N-D-O-N. And just now, a really nice guitar piece from Reality of the Fantasy. It's a new artist in the Audiosyncrasy podcast and radio library, James Seurat. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It's spelled S-E-R-A. And Day of Celebration was that last track you just heard. JamesSeurat.com is how you'll find his music. And I want to welcome James to the Audiosyncrasy lineup. It's always great to have these artists who take a chance. And the era of podcasting is now nothing as new as it was. But to believe me, when it first started out and we were way back early in the days of podcasting, a lot of these artists jumped right on board. I will tell you, in the first set, we heard Peter Jansen and a couple of these other guys. They have been longtime friends of the podcast, and they were some of the first to say, absolutely play my music. Now, lately, it's a lot easier when I have the conversations with these artists, and I do converse with most of them about sharing their music on the program. And, you know, nowadays, it's usually pretty easy, and, you know, a little bit of show notoriety helps. You know, they're beginning to know who we are, but nowadays they trust us and they trust you, and that's a testament to this whole podcasting forum. So I certainly thank you for spending a little bit of your time and a little bit of your digits to download the Audiosyncrasy podcast, and I certainly know these artists do as well. Everything that we do on this podcast is designed to help you connect with these artists, so I certainly hope that you'll purchase their music and support them in all of their means. Many of them are out touring. You can get on the Whisperings list at any one of the Whisperings concerts around. Follow them on Facebook, find out where they're going to be, and go see these guys in concert. If you think they're good on the podcast, you ought to check them out live. All the music that you hear on the podcast, as I've mentioned before, is played with the express written permission of the artists, and that includes this one and only podcastable theme from David Lanz. It's from his 1995 CD Skyline Fire Dance, and this is Prelude to the Dance. Find David at davidlanz.com. He's got some new CDs out. I'm going to ask him if I can podcast them. Full playlists and audio for the podcast can be heard, for including all back episodes, and all of the playlists as well, at radio.jamieo.com. You'll just look for that episodes link in the upper right-hand corner and click on that, and you'll see a link to every single one of the podcast episodes, including this one. Our playlists are also available on Facebook and Google+. There's a mobile site, too, at radio.jamieo.com/audio-syn with a capital A. And you can listen to the podcast on your phone if you so desire. If you'd like to get a hold of us, it's really easy to do. Head to Facebook, facebook.com/audio-syn. That's the easiest and most convenient way to do that. We're on Twitter as well. Audio-syn is our handle. It's kind of sensing a theme here. My own personal Twitter handle is Jamieo, J-A-M-E-Y-O, just like the website. You can also send us an old-fashioned email at audio-synpodcast@gmail.com. The podcast graphic, as always, is courtesy of Photo Edits by Firebliss. I think she's still on Facebook at Photo Edits by Firebliss, B-L-Y-S-S, and MySpace as well. That's going to wrap up the Audiosyncrasy podcast episode 69. Thanks for downloading. I know it's been a long time since 68. I promise it won't be quite as long. Believe me, if you saw the list of music ready to go, you know I've already got 70 ready. So maybe we can get in a Thanksgiving surprise for you and get another podcast headed your way soon. Thanks for downloading. And until we meet again, I'm Jamie Osborne of the Audiosyncrasy podcast. Thanks a lot.